All right, let's do the business. Not like James Houston. It's time for the picks.
Come on.
TJ is a monolith.
Heater.
He has moved to 61-39, a 7-3 week.
Heater.
That's more than a heater. You are.
Yeah.
You're Michael Jordan against the Blazers.
I wish I did this for a living.
No, you don't. All right. So.
Well, this year I do.
So let's get to the picks. Number 21 LSU laying 3.5 as they travel to Florida. We go to Rico Beard.
You know what? After last week, it was a bad week for me. It was a bad week for LSU. We're both going to bounce back. Go Tigers!
Over to Kenneth Cott.
Yeah, ain't no way you're ever going to catch me picking Florida. Cue up neck. Give me LSU.
Over to David.
Yeah, I don't know why it's this way. Florida has no quarterback, but I'll go Florida.
TJ Lang.
Yeah, Kenny. Oh.
No.
We can't do the chant?
No, you definitely can't.
Oh, okay.
Although it is ironic, you have adults screaming that around like 8-year-old kids.
I love it.
And you're like, you know, a little awareness, please.
Well,
go ahead.
Billy Napier sucks. Give me LSU.
I'm going with Florida. I don't know if LSU just lays down and quits.
Oh.
Yep, definitely not doing that. Kansas getting 2.5 as they travel to BYU. Rico, you know what to do.
I know what to do, Mike, but that means I'm going to go against everything and go with the old man strength of BYU.
You've reached Costanza phase.
Yes.
All right, we go to Kenny.
Whatever it is, do the opposite, and the opposite is soak it on up.
Yeah!
BYU.
Yes.
Whatever this man does,
yes!
I'm doing as well.
Yes.
Over to David.
I'm going to go with Kansas.
We're still doing this with the Mormon thing. Okay. I see this is a theme. David?
Kansas.
Over to TJ.
I can't bet against a bunch of 27-year-olds out there playing college football. I'm with Kenny. We're going to soak this one up, baby. Let's go, Cougs.
Kansas.
Soak it up, Cougs.
Kansas. Okay, we get the reference.
Can soak up a win.
Do. Give me Kansas. I don't even have time to tell you why. Who cares? Missouri travels to the Cockaboos to take on South Carolina. South Carolina laying 13.5. We go to Rico.
I have no idea of why, Mike.
It's the backup for Mizzou, Bobby Philpott, or whatever the hell his name is.
In honor of the Cockaboos, here we go.
I'm assuming that's not the right name.
I think it's Drew Pine.
Ooh.
Either way, the guy stinks. Ooh, over to Pine. Kenny.
Nobody goes to the Cockaboos and comes out alive. Give me South Carolina.
That's right. Over to David.
Yeah, Luther Burden and Missouri is Luther dead. I'm going to go with the Cockaboo, South Carolina.
Man, you talked about a Luther Burden, man. He might be one of my favorite receivers.
He hates his life this year.
He's
awesome, but he hates his life this year.
Mizzou's going to pull together enough to go out there and get a win. I'm taking Missouri.
Cockaboos.
I don't know why, but I'm taking them.
South Carolina. Beamer's got a good team. Their D-line is good. Mizzou's got no quarterback play. Tennessee traveling to Georgia. Georgia laying 9.5. Nico in concussion protocol.
Ooh.
Rico Beard.
Georgia hasn't lost to a non-Alabama team in a long time. Josh Dobbs the last time Tennessee. He was a QB the last time Tennessee won. Kenny, for you, give me Georgia.
Oh.
I've never heard that.
Emotional hedge, give me Tennessee.
Ay, 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 David.
Wow, man. Come on now. Georgia's a red state. I got to go with Georgia here.
Oh, God. You okay?
I've never heard that.
That debuted yesterday. I'm glad you're enjoying.
Oh my god!
Your selection, please.
No, Nico. Georgia on a tear coming off that loss to him. I got to take Georgia.
This is Kirby telling his team nobody believes in us. This is
Rico. Did you find your new one yet?
Okay, can you leave him alone? Okay, please,
yes,
please. I'm making a point.
Yes.
Georgia, go ahead. Let's go, Michigan State. Getting 2.5 at Illinois. We've lost TJ for the segment. It's over. Oh, by the way, if it matters, MSU in all-white Gruffs party helmets. They are. Let's the helmets, damn it. I hate the Greek stripe on the green one. I hate this game. Rico Beard.
You know what? The emotional hedge, Illinois minus their best defender, and they have a second one having to sit out the first half because of targeting.
And
they're wearing the Gruff helmets.
And
Nick Marsh is going to score.
The Whites!
I mean,
subscribe to that.
They haven't been that great to me, but sure.
The all-white uniforms!
Oh, yes!
I'm not comfortable with any of this. Give me Illinois.
Beautiful! All right. All right, we go.
Where are we?
Michigan State. Michigan
not while
State.
Driving. Go ahead.
TJ?
Oh, it's on me. Okay. I was playing golf today with my buddy Joseph, who is a big Michigan State fan.
Hey, poor
but
bastard.
He has no confidence. I know, you know, Jonathan Smith could be down 5 late in the game, might kick a field goal to cover the spread, but I'm going to take that away from him, and I think Illinois wins this one.
I have a rule.
Oh, yeah. Those streets of Livonia, baby.
America. Oh, yeah. So listen. I have a rule that applies to this game.
Come meet me at Aiden Haggerty, baby.
You can't bet on a team whose coach wears a bedspread as a quarter zip. Spartans, let's go to the NFL, shall we? Packers laying 5.5. They travel to the chaos that is the Bears. Rico.
Don't care that it's the devil's number. The Packers are still the better team. Give me Green Bay.
Over to Kenny.
Give me the chaos. Give me the Bears. Give me the devil's number.
David.
Yeah, I have to go with the devil's number. I'll go with the black quarterback that's been struggling. Bears.
TJ Lang.
I know the Packers were off a bye last week, but I think the Lions hangover still applies to them because they haven't played a game since they played them. And hey, you haven't looked it up? Look it up. Lions hangover is a real thing. I'm going to take the Bears to cover.
I don't know what to do with this guy. I would never do this in real. I wouldn't play this in real life. But I just Bears, I guess. Like, don't they have to respond?
New coordinator, new play caller.
Yeah, oh yeah, veterans like you demanding Caleb's bench. I mean, phenomenal
game, but 5.5.
Bengals at the Chargers on Sunday night. Chargers laying 1.5. Rico,
waiting all day for.
Wow.
Bengals may be the most hard luck team
that was
out
our
there.
Gus Johnson impersonation. Oh, Jenny Taft.
Bengals are the most hard luck team around. Give me Cincinnati.
Wow.
Get
my Lord, good God. Nowhere to go.
I don't even know why we're making.
Well.
Give me the Chargers. David.
I don't believe in the Bengals defense. Chargers.
Okay, TJ.
Bengals backs against the wall, man. They got to win. I think they know that. I'm taking the Bengals.
Chargers. They're going to beat somebody wild card weekend. Old Harbs has got it going, man. Give me the Chargers. Ravens at Steelers. It's like one of the only rivalries in the NFL, right? Ravens laying 3, traveling to Pittsburgh. Rico.
Pittsburgh is Baltimore's number. They got Russell Wilson, and they're going to win the game.
Oh, David, hit that button. Mr. Dangerous. All right, let's go to Kenny.
Yeah, rivalry game, home team getting 3. Give me the Steelers.
David, this is a proud moment for you.
It is.
Come on.
Well, the average margin of victory in this game between John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin is 6.77 points. I have to go with the Steelers here. They are the home team. Let's go, Steelers!
TJ!
I have no idea what David just said. I don't even think he knows what he just said. 6.77. What'd you just list off pie?
That's the
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The average margin of victory for whoever wins the game.
Okay, I got you. I'll go.
Wow.
Normal analytics. He confused me. He's listening off a bunch of.
Well, it's not hard when you have 18 pouches in your mouth.
Ravens' pass defense is not good.
It's the worst in the league.
Steelers, I think to this point, David, they play Baltimore tough. I don't know if they win the game, but
Lamar hasn't beaten us since his rookie year.
I don't take I'm taking the Steelers.
Steelers. It's Tomlin as a home dog.
Yeah, right.
End of story.
All right.
The, oh, by the way, the underdog.
David could have just said that.
Yeah, the underdog in this series, 36 times these coaches have met. The underdog is 18-2 at home.
Don't forget about those two.
Thank you, David. Chiefs at the Bills. Bills laid 2.5. Rico.
Chiefs are the luckiest team in the NFL.
Oh,
the
that's
luck
right.
continues.
No!
Whoa.
Damn you! Rico? Over to Kenny.
Nope, the luck will run out under a field goal. Give me the Bills.
I mean, Buffalo can still win, but they just won't cover.
David.
Yeah, Lan Clark, the referee, is officiating this game. KC's undefeated when he refs. Oh. They call false starts a lot. Buffalo gets called false starts a lot. Chiefs.
TJ.
Rico, I'm with you. Sometimes teams just have that destiny type feel to it, and things happen, and you don't know why, and you don't question it. Much like we've seen the Chiefs this year, much like we saw Detroit last weekend, you don't question it. I got to take the Chiefs.
F the Chiefs. Give me the Bills.
Just meant to be.
I can't.
Meant to be.
Bills. Josh Allen 3-0 against Mahomes regular season, 0-4 in the postseason. Give me the Bills. Jags, Lions. Lions laying 13.5. Ready? Rico takes the Lions. Kenny takes the Lions. David takes the Lions. Yes. TJ takes the Lions. I take the Lions. It's a Groupon, right? You're taking them?
I was taking the... No, I was
it's joking. A BOGO!
No, it's Groupon.
Is this a BOGO?
No, Groupon.
It's not a BOGO.
Those are the BOGO.
No,
Rico, Groupon. Come on!
Games!
Give me a BOGO, Rico!
Those
come
are
on!
The picks. I'm giving you Groupon.
All right, I'll take Groupon. All right.
And we couldn't be happier with the picks. 97.1.